Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back for the afternoon session of our party conference. Some other parties would perhaps dedicate their afternoon session to divisive motions and internal bickering, but we're not doing that. We're having an afternoon session to look back at the achievements of the party and then also to have a panel discussion in relation to the environment. So ahead of our next session, we're fortunate enough to be able to launch a new book about the Alliance Party here at our conference. So to do that, please welcome to the podium the well-renowned Jim Hendren.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. First time I realised I was renowned, but thank you. Oh, thank you. Mr. President, fellow delegates and friends of the Alliance Party, it is almost 45 years since this party was launched on the 21st of April 1970. A group of 16, including Oliver Napier, Bob Cooper, John Hunter, Basil Glass, Tony Cowdy, Dennis Loretto, happily still with us at the end of the podium there, Robin Glendenning, Kate Condy, Hubert Nesbitt, and myself worked intensively over a period of 6 months preparing for that launch. We met regularly in one another's houses, discussing, debating, and agreeing the principles and policies for the new party. Only two of our group had any previous in-depth experience of the workings of a political party. They were Oliver Napier, ex-Ulster Liberal Party, and Bob Cooper, ex-Young Unionist Party. Under their guidance, the rest of us very quickly learned the political ropes. We all shared, however, one thing in common: a burning zeal to create and sustain a new political party which would cross traditional tribal divisions and which would constantly seek to eliminate sectarianism and unite our community. As exemplified at this, our 45th annual conference, that vision, that zeal, and that enthusiasm is as strong today as it was among the group of 16. Over the past 45 years, the party and its members have been targeted from time to time with bombs, threats, including threats to life, malicious damage to party and personally owned property, and intimidation. We have never wavered in the pursuit of our principles. I believe that as a party, we have become steeled in our ongoing battle against sectarianism and in our resolve to help finally achieve full reconciliation and a genuine shared future for all of our people. After 45 years, a comprehensive history of the Alliance Party is long overdue. In that regard, today is a red letter day, because Brian Eggens has produced such a history in the form of the book entitled History and Hope, The Alliance Party of Northern Ireland. Brian has very kindly allotted to me the honour of launching the book, possibly the only qualification I have for the receipt of such an honour is that I am privileged to be the only surviving member of the original group of 16 who is still active in the party. Brian Eggens arrived in Northern Ireland from England in 1972 to take up the position of lecturer in chemistry in what has become known as the University of Ulster. He very soon joined the Jordanstown branch of the party, and he became an active member, and he has held many positions, including latterly chair of the South Down Association. In the preface to his book, Brian pays warm tribute to Dr. Mary Gethins, when he says the book was effectively co-authored with her. Dr. Gethins is another member of the party. She is a renowned academic, specializing in sociology and education, and has held a variety of senior posts in universities and other educational institutions in England, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland. She is also the author of the book Catholic Police Officers in Northern Ireland, Voices Out of Silence. Brian indicates that Mary's insights, sociological analysis, and detailed editing was an invaluable complement to his own scientific approach. She made major contributions to the sections on policing and education. My old friend and colleague from the Group of 16, Dennis Loretto, on stage, is acknowledged for his great help in firstly supplying a copy of his personal memoir, and secondly, meticulously checking and editing all chapters. All of us in the Alliance Party owe a great debt of gratitude to Brian Eggins for patiently and persistently pursuing the project, which has resulted in the publication of History and Hope. He deserves our warmest congratulations. The book is an excellent read, and I strongly recommend it to party members, friends, and admirers of the party, and all who are interested in cross-community politics in Northern Ireland. There is the book. I hope each and every one of you, if you haven't already bought more than one copy, will go out and buy them by the dozen. And get your friends, presents to people outside the party, admirers of the party, the first book in 45 years on the Alliance Party. So enjoy it. I am going to enjoy it. I already know what's in it, of course, but I'm going to enjoy reading it. Thank you very much. And I would now like to hand over to Dr. Mary Gethins. Unfortunately, Brian Eggins cannot be here today. He sends his apologies. He had an accident, unfortunately, a traffic accident he was involved in, and he is recovering from his injuries. But hopefully he will be alive and kicking and with us very soon. But he can't be here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, very much for those kind and very generous words. Friends, I first met Brian Eggins and his wife, Chrissy, in a Sligo hotel 6 years ago. Very quickly, I realised that he had two consuming interests. One, comparative religion. Two, the Alliance Party, not necessarily in that order of preference. At that time, he had already been doing some initial research, which was to lead to writing a history of the Alliance Party. I met him again in August 2012 and inquired about progress in that endeavour. He had been unsuccessful in finding an interested publisher, he told me, and asked me if I would read a draft of what he had written and to give him some feedback. This I did. It soon became obvious to me that being a chemist by training and experience was setting out to write a history book, and that this intended move from one discipline to another would not be as easy as he had thought, going from science to the humanities. I agreed to help, determined that the story was worth telling and worth sharing. The structure, the content, the language, and the general approach had to be recast in accordance with the historical method of inquiry and the very reasonable demands of the publishing house. What is available to you today in History and Hope, I hope you are going to enjoy, and you will realise that we sort of borrowed part of the title from a poem by Seamus Heaney. Whether you're a long-term member or a recent recruit to the party, or at the moment someone interested but just about to join, I hope you will find this short history interesting and factually accurate. It tells the story of the Alliance Party from birth through to what gerontologists would tell us of human beings to middle age, which we enter at 45 and leave at 55. And perhaps that even happens to members of Parliament who belong to the Alliance Party, who has alluded to her age already today. I would note that every effort has been made by Brian and those others of us who have been assisting him in order to achieve as much accuracy as possible in this very lengthy and complex piece of work. If any of you have been involved, particularly those long-term in the party, who can detect points where you feel there have been some inaccuracies, we would be very, very keen to hear about those. And those of you who've already bought copies of the book today, I did ask to give contact details with that in mind, because we would like feedback, positive or negative. At this moment, I'd like to read a very brief message which Brian has asked me to convey to you. He says, "Alliance members, I am so sorry I cannot be with you. This is your story. Without you, there would be no story, and hence no book. This is about the history of the founding, growth, development, successes and failures of the Alliance Party in Northern Ireland. It is also about the political issues, about the defects of the consociational process on which the Good Friday Agreement is based. It tells some anecdotes about your experiences on the doorsteps, but above all, it is about reconciliation, about trying to get people to oppose opposite cultural diversities, perceived faiths and none, and identities to live and work and play and sometimes worship together." It was typical of Brian's generosity that I had to fight a little battle with him when I decided that I did not want my name to be added to his as co-author of the book. In my opinion, the idea for it came from him, and he worked on it over several years. And the joy which the publication is bringing him is, I can assure you, immeasurable. So greatest credit for its creation should be attributed to Brian and to Brian alone. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary, and also to Brian in his absence. And also thank you particularly to Jim for introducing the book this afternoon. As many of you know, Jim is one part of a most extraordinary political partnerships in Belfast. And we should also pay tribute to the other half of that partnership, Maura Hendren. Maura has been a councillor in Belfast and is a current deputy Lord Mayor. So I don't know whether that's you or you're the Lord Deputy Lord Mayoress or the or the consort.
Two yards behind us. Yes.
Maura's contribution to good politics and good relations in Belfast is extraordinary. And I would like to take us a moment now to congratulate Maura for her exceptional commitment and work on behalf of the party. Congratulations. Thank you very much, Maura, and hopefully you will take a bit of retirement after in April and enjoy that. And we're very thankful for your contribution.